Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America Studio 7, where we are broadcasting from our homes. This Thursday, February the 4th, 2020, I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga, and today we'll be looking at a variety of issues, including COVID-19 and other issues related to women.
Yes, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen cases here in the United States going up, and also the new president, Joe Biden, promising that in the first 100 days in office, of which he's in his second week, he's going to make sure that 100 million vaccinations are administered to Americans. So we're going to be watching to see what happens. But we also see that the issue is of topical in Zimbabwe. We saw President Mnangagwa today coming out on the State of the Nation speaking about the COVID-19 situation and the vaccine situation. Star.
Yes, and it's interesting that he's also acknowledging that the curve is flattening now. We don't see the new cases going up and the deaths going up. Speaking of which, the Minister of Health reported that there are 150 new cases that were recorded within the past 24 hours and 15 deaths, which brings the total number of cases since the COVID-19 broke out in March last year to 33,964, and we've had 1,269 deaths. With the government saying it will roll out COVID-19 vaccines for free to all citizens who may need to be vaccinated. But of course, the vaccines are not yet there. The government is saying they are yet to procure the vaccines.
Yes, Star, we saw there was a lot of controversy regarding whether the vaccines themselves, when they do reach into Zimbabwe, will be free or not. We saw the finance minister, Ntuli Ncube, coming under attack when he says he was misquoted allegedly, but he came out with a statement saying that those vaccines that are actually sourced by the state will be given out for free. And then we saw the president himself also reiterating today in his State of the Nation that those vaccines that are acquired by the government from their friends, he said, will be given out for free. So it will be interesting to see what happens when the vaccines do get into Zimbabwe, because we saw also in South Africa, they received their own vaccines also this week. And the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, came out and said everybody would be eligible to receive the vaccine if they so wanted, including those without documentation, Star.
Yes, very interesting, indeed, Marvelous. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi namhlanje ke sicobungula udaba lwe COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi igcikwane leli laqhamuka elizweni ngomnyaka odluleyo, ekuqaliseni komnyaka odluleyo, njalo selihlasele abantu abaningi elizweni. Sikhuluma nje sebe sedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu, 33,964 asabahlaselwa yileli gcikwane, lanxa abanye babo sebasila. Kodwa lokho bekhona ke abalokhu betholele ligcikwane emzimbeni, njalo selibulela bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa i-1,269. Sibona nje ukuthi izolo likabula ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lithi kubhubhe abantu abalitshumi lanhlanu, njalo amanani la sesehla abantu ababhubhayo ngoba kwesinye isikhathi ayakabe phezulu kulalokhu. Kwathi ke abahlaselwa ileli gcikwane ke bona bedlula ikhulu lengxenye yalo i-150. Yikho ke okwenzakalayo esikhuluma nje. Njalo simbonile umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhuluma lamhla emsakazweni. Sizwile njalo nomphathintambo obona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Sezwa njalo nomnumzana Mthuli Ncube. Bonke bangani bavumelana ukuthi hayi ngempela kungabatholakala umjovo lowo owe-vaccine okuqeda ukuthi umuntu azivikele kuleli gcikwane, abantu bazahlatshwa ngaphandle kwembadalo, okuyikho-ke abantu abaningi akade bekulindelela. Nxa kungacaca ukuthi abantu bafuna yini ukuthi behlatshwe ijekiseni sikhuluma kunje kodwa ke ingcwethi ke zixwayisa okuningi ngalolu daba okuyikho ke esikukhangeleleyo. Ye, sikhuluma nje lapha silaba ingcwethi ezibona ngokuphathelane nezempilakahle kanye lokwabesifazane ngoba sikunje nje sikhangela udaba lwabesifazana kodwa kuke kwaba lolunye njalo udaba kulolunye udaba olusegudwini lapho esizwe khona umthethwandaba usithi lamhla uncitshe ibail iziphathamandla zebandla le-MDC ezimbili unkosazana Joanna Mamombe nomunye wakhe. Manje abanye ke bathi hayi lokhu ikwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ngoba ababili laba akucace nokuthi bagwejelweni abanye sebabonakala bephiwa bekhululwa ngemali yesibambiso eyebail njalo ugatsha olubona ngesiphathelane labesifazana nalo liyakhonona luthi hayi lokhu yikuhlukuluzwa kwabomama kodwa bona kabazomthetho bathi hayi babetshengisela bayenza ke kwakusephula iziqondiso ze-COVID-19. Ye, singamukeli umsha bethu abakhona lapha namhlanje sizake ke sizwe ke ukuthi unkosazana Barbara Thanyanywa ke okhangele eziphathelane labesifazana esike saxoxa laye lapha kubandla le-MDC uthini ngokubotshwa kwabesifazana laba. Sisezwa nje okwemzuzwana emlutshwana bese sibuyela ke kudaba lwethu olumqoka namhlanje.
Sibone ngani uhulumende lo uhulumende ojonge ukukhathaza kumbe ukuharasa abantu besifazane especially abaku-politics abaphikisana lo ahlala entolongweni namuka behambeuya ku-podcast yabo esithemba ukuthi khonapho yikho kuvuke okubangela ukuthi baboshwe emphakathini intshela abantu ukuthi izinto kazimanga kuhle ezikolo abafundi akulamali abazali abalamali and kungakhangela ngithandekile mina into engimangalisayo ukuthi zona izinto sizibona zisenzakala kathesi yizi izinto ezazisenzakala ngesikhathi sekasimithi yikho obaba bethu labobhuti bethu baphuma baye.
Yes, there we just heard marvelous. That was Barbara Thanyanywa, the spokesperson for the MDC Women's Assembly. She was commenting on the Joanna Mamombe case where she has been imprisoned and where she was denied bail today. We spoke to her recently, and she's saying it's an assault on women's issues. Yes, coming over to you, Ma.
Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro inindiri kuno kuWashington DC nhasi uno mumwedzi uno waFebruary mwedzi werudo asi muno muAmerica unonziwo African History or Black History Month. Saka parizvino tichange tiine gango tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 nezviri kutarisana nemadzimai panguva ino. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika mumatongerwo enyika tiri kuona kuti vamwe vatsigiri veMDC vanova ivo muzvare Joanna Mamombe vanova mudare weHarare West muHarare vawanikwa ivo vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Vane mumwe wavo mutsigiri weMDC zvakare muzvare Cecilia Chimbiri vawanikwa zvakare vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso vachipomerwa ivo mhosva yekuti vanga vasina kuteedzera mirayiro yeCOVID-19 saka vadzokera zvakare muchizarira. Asi takaona vaviri ava nezuro pavakange vari kukwira ivo mumota yekuti vaendeswe kuchitirongo muzvare Mamombe vakataura ivo kuti chavari kunyanyotyira kutapura kana kubatira chirwere cheCOVID-19 muchizarira. Pari zvino chirwere cheCOVID-19 bazi rezveutano munyika rinoti pane vanhu 33,964 vabatwa nedenda iri pachiwanikwa ivo vanhu 1,269 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Taona zvakare nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa vachibata chirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve vachiwanikwa vachishaya hunenge huri kuenda huchitidzikirei sezvo pari zvino nyika yakavharwa kwemavhiki maviri anotevera. Izvo vanga vari kuti vanga vari kuedza kuti vaite inonzi flatten the curve kuti pawanikwe ipo pasina vamwe vanoramba vachiwanikwa vachibatira denda iri reCOVID-19. tanzwa zvakare vachitaura pamusoro penyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 nekuti pakange paine mapisha-pisha. Nhasi mangwanani patamuka tamuka paine mapisha-pisha nekuti tanga tiri kunzwa isu kuti Vantuli Ncube vanovaivo yatingatiriye finance minister vanga vataura ivo zvanga zvavazoramba kuti nhomba iyi ichange ichibhadhariswa. Asi muzuva ranhasi vati ivo vanhu vakatora mazwi mukanwa mavo asiriwa vakataura, saka vawanika vachibuda vachiburitsa zvinyorwa kana kuti press release yekuti aiwa nhomba ichange ichipiwa inobva kuhurumende ichange ichipiwa vanhu pachena. Tazvoona zvakare vaConstantino Chiwenga vachiuyawo zvakare vanova ivo vatingati gurukota rezveutano vachitaura zvakare kuti nhomba iyi ichapuhwa pachena. Tikazoonazve vaEmerson Munangagwa mutungamiri wenyika muzuva ranhasi paState of the Union address yavo vachitaurawo zvakare kuti nhomba iyi iri kupiwa pachena. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichange tiine nyanzvi dzichauya dzichionesana nesu kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19.
Yebo, limqothokelelo Marvelous, sizayamukela umhlonitsha wethu wakuqala yena ke nkosazana Melissa Mhlofu oyinhlanganiso ye-Women's Forum, kodwa ke hayi uzasi-introducer ngokwakhe. Yebo, ungasitshela ke ukuthi ungubani Melissa?
Sanibonani balaleli, sanibonani lonke. Ibizo lami kuthiwa nguMelisa Nomakhosi Ndlovu. Ngisebenza mphethe inhlelo enhlanganisweni okuthiwa yi-Emthonjeni Women's Forum.
Yebo, if you can just tell us what your organization is doing now during this COVID pandemic and how it's assisting the women.
Well, basically our organization is an organization that is into preventive and responsive measures to gender-based violence. By preventive, I mean that we educate communities on what gender-based violence is, its impact, and we also teach them on the referral pathway of accessing assistance in the case that they encounter gender-based violence. By responsive measures, I mean that we offer psychosocial support services like counseling services, rehabilitative counseling services, and court support services. But you'll know that currently a lot of organizations are deemed as non-essential services, and the government has not recognized GBV services as or organizations as essential services. However, we have been able to work remotely through our toll-free number where we are providing counseling services. We are also running programs like radio programs in raising awareness on what COVID-19 is, its impact. But now we are also looking at issues of people who are infected with COVID-19 on how they should treat it and how they can find assistance and help. As Emthonjeni, we've also been working in other districts that have allowed us access to distribute what we call dignity kits. You'll notice that during times of pandemics or challenges, there's a lot of negation towards issues that protect women's dignity, like pads, like soap, like toothpaste. So we endeavor to raise awareness on gender-based violence, on COVID, through actually reaching out to women and providing other issues that we deem essential during this time. We are also working through social media by ensuring that we send out what we call animation videos that are talking about gender-based violence, but also sending out a clear message on COVID-19. So basically, those are the services we are currently providing.
Yes, since we are saying you are now working virtually, how do you manage to distribute whatever you distribute to women, like this sanitary pads, seeing that now without any contact? In which areas are you working in as of now?
Those are now bilateral negotiations with different districts. And some of them have had organizations working to distribute food aid. And so we've been able to partner with some of those in terms of distributing sanitary wear to the different districts. And Working remotely is quite difficult because even when you're counseling individuals virtually, you are not aware of their expressions. You're not aware of the kind of support that they need. But as at this juncture, the best that we can do is offer psychosocial support. So we work in Bulawayo. We work in Mount North, which is Cholocho. And we also work in Mount South, which is Umzingwane and in Siza District. Yeah?
Yabo ke kuyabongeka ke ungasitshela ke ngamafitshane konke ade kuthi ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini elikwenzayo njengenhlanganiso yeMthonjeni Women's Forum inceda ngani abantu njalo libasiza lingani.
Thina njengeMthonjeni Women's Forum siyinhlanganiso yabomama ejonge kakhulu ukuvikela udlame olukhangelane labomama ngezindlini kumbe emphakathini. Thina njengeMthonjeni siyafundisa umphakathi ikakhulu abaphathi bezigaba, omama labo baba ngokuthi udlame kuyini, lwenzakala ngaphi, njalo lwenzakala nini. Siyasiza njalo ukuthi laba abasethe bahlangana nodlame ukuthi bayangaya ngaphi kumbe benze njani ukuze bathole usizo. Thina njengeMthonjeni Women's Forum silocingo olwe toll free 1-0-0-1-0-1-8-8. Lolo ungasithinta loba ngasiphi isikhathi ukuze uthole usizo. Sisebenza kakhulu endaweni koBulawayo, sisebenza eMount North, eCholocho, sisebenza njalo eMzingwane, leInsiza District. Thina ngalesi sikhathi nxa umuntu esethe wahlangana nodlame engaxhumana lathi ukuze simncede kumbe sikhulumisane layo enze isinqumo esimfaneleyo ngesikhathi leso. Kodwa siyancedisa njalo ukuthi umuntu nxa kumele aye enkantolo ukuze ethola ukuvikelwa ngumthetho, siyamncedisa ukuthi alungise njani amaphepha kumbe awabhale ngayiphi indlela. Mbona ngamafitshane yikho sikwenzayo.
Much uhlale khonapho ecingweni welcome to you. And Marva, we've got both our guests, Caroline Shumba and Miss Edna, who are with us today. I'll bring them up. Sorry, I think I had a glitch there. Marvelous, I'll come back to you. You can go ahead.
Zviri kunetsa panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kuti vaite mabasa avo kunyange havo vari kushandisa dandemutande vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura nemamwe madzimai vari kumaruva vachitaura kuti zvinonetsa kuti uone zviri kufunga munhu kana.
Yes, I think we have lost Marvelous. She will come back again. Let's see what is happening now. Yes, I think we'll go ahead with our guest just dropped it too, our guest Caroline. If you can try and reconnect, we'll put you back on air. But we have our other guest, Edna. Oh, yes, yes, we managed to come up. Can you hear us? Right, I think we're speaking with Dr. Caroline's video. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Okay. I'll try our other guest. Maybe she can hear us. Yes, sorry about that. There's a glitch here. We can't put some of our guests back on air. Yes, how are you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself to our guests and tell us who you are and what's happening.
My name is Edna Masiwa. I'm the executive director for the Women's Action Group in Zimbabwe. Women's Action Group is a women's organization that promotes and defends women's rights in Zimbabwe. We work on four thematic areas, mainly sexual and reproductive health and rights, prevention of gender-based violence, transformative leadership, and responding to emergencies. And I want to say, at the moment, we are also responding to COVID-19 because it's we have defined it as an emergency where we are also working with different structures, including women at community level. As Women's Action Group, our focus is mainly on women and girls. We try and ensure that they have the capacity to live a life which is violence-free, a life where they enjoy their rights.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'll bring Marvelous up here if she has another question. Right. I think there's another glitch there, but we heard our guest there talking about what they are doing as women. Our technical problems. Yes, I think we are back up again here. Everything is fine now. Marv, if you can go ahead and ask our guest the next question. And I would like also to say to our other guest, Caroline Shumba, if she can hear us, to log in again. We can't see you here, but we can see that you are present, but your picture is not showing. So if you can, I'll remove you again and you log and come back up so that we'll have you in the show. Yes, Marvelous.
I want to get in the Remberi to Chief Unza, Amai Msiwa, Aveku Women's Action Group, kuti Amai Msiwa, ndi api jamuru kuona juri kusangana na nemadzimai panguwa ino ye COVID-19 imomo mu Zimbabwe. Uye jemunoti, jinga gadziri skwe sei, jinezwa juri kusangana na nemadzimai parishinu.
Kuona kuti madzimai, ari kusangana na nematambudziko akawanda. Chekutanga ndechekuti kunekuda kwelockdown iriko iyi. Tiri kuona mhirizhonga mudzimba iri kuwanda nekuda kwekushaya zvekushandisa mudzimba. Urombo huri kuwedzera nekuti vanhu havasi kuwana zvekubatsirika vari mudzimba. SemuZimbabwe, vanhu vanonyanya kurarama nekutengesa. Saka nekuda kwelockdown vanhu havasi kutenderwa kuenda kunzvimbo dzavanotengesera. Saka izvi zviri kuunza urombo zvakanyanya mumhuri. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare dambudziko riripo nekuda kwecovid-19 rakanangana nekutestwa chaiko kwecovid-19. Pane mubhadharo vanhu vari kufanira kunge vachibvisa mari inogona kusvika kumadhola $60 kuti munhu atestwe kana achifungidzirwa kuti ane denda iri. Rinova dambudziko zvakare riri kusangana nemadzimai nekuti vazhinji vavo havaendi kumabasa, saka mari yakadaro inonetsa kuwana. Tiri kunzwa zvedu kuti pane kutestwa pachena, asi nzvimbo dzekutestwa pachena dzichiri shoma. Tiri kutarisawo dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana mumwe mumhuri abatwa neutachiwana ane COVID-19, tiri kuwana dambudziko rekuself-isolator tiri kudzimba. Riri dambudziko guru riri kusanganikwa nemhuri kunyanya vanhukadzi. Nekuda kwekuti vashoma vanenge vane pakatambanuka pekuti munhu anogona kugara ari murumu yake ega achichengetwa arimo. Saka dambudziko reisolation kudzimba idambudziko guru ratiri kuona patiri kushanda nenyaya dzeCOVID-19. Takatarisa zvakare COVID-19, tiri kuona kuti tiri kudzokera kumakore akare pakatanga utachiwana hweHIV, apo madzimai nevanasikana vanga varivo vanga vari responsible for home-based care. Saka tiri kuona zvakare madzimai vane basa rekuchengetedza varwere vanenge vane utachiona vanenge vane COVID-19, rinova rimwe dambudziko riri kusanganikwa nemadzimai pavari kuita basa rekutarisana neCOVID-19. Dambudziko guru ratava kuona iye zvino nokuda kwekufa kuri kuita vanhu idambudziko rekusagadzikana kwepfungwa, zvatingati pachirungu stress. Madzimai nevanhu vese muZimbabwe vave nestress yakakwira zvakanyanya. Saka zvatingakumbire, zvatiri kuda kuti hurumende iite, tiri kukumbira kuti hurumende ive nematesting centers anotestwa vanhu pachena akawanda asiri kure nekunogara vanhu panosvikika. Tiri kudawo zvakare kuti hurumende ive nezvatingati masafety nets kuti vaone kuti vanhu vasina zvekushandisa mudzimba, vasina mari yekutenga kana chikafu chinodiwa mudzimba, vabatsirwa. Saka ndicho chimwe chikumbiro chatiri kuda kuona hurumende yedu ichiita. Tinoda zvakare rudzidziso rwakasimba maererano neprevention yeinfection kana munhu ari kuchengeta murwere kumba. Hurumende zvakare ngaive inopa protective equipment kune avo vari kuchengeta varwere kudzimba kuitira kuti vasazotapurirwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Saka zvakawanda zviri kushusha madzimai panyaya yeCOVID-19, and panoda rubatsiro rwakawanda rwekutsigira avo vari kuchengeta vanhu vari kumba, nekuti iye zvino tiri kuona kunyange mafollow-up kudzimba kune varwere haasisiri kuitwa sezvaiitwa pakutanga. Saka zvese izvozvo zvinhu zvinoda kuvandudzwa kuti tigokwanisa kuve necare yakanaka pavarwere vatinenge tiinavo.
Yebo ke, siyabonga ke amazwi lawo amqoka. Nxa umavela si elomunye umbuzo, we've got our other guest. She's back up, Mav.
Let's welcome a doctor up so that she can come and just tell us. She's here in America. Just tell us about the situation that she's seeing considering COVID-19 and regarding women.
All right. Thank you. We are bringing the doctor up. Yes, you can go ahead. Sorry for the long wait.
Thank you. You know, a cousin and a daughter of many people. Okay. I'm also a healthcare professional working in acute care. So I work in a hospital in Massachusetts, which has become the epicenter for COVID-19. I mainly work in the ICU. And COVID is wreaking havoc here in Massachusetts and in the United States. Okay, I do also see that we are encountering a lot of death, especially for patients of advanced age. We see multi-system failure. People come in with simple symptoms where we can easily treat, but however, they quickly deteriorate to multi-system failure in the acute care setting, which would include coagulation issues resulting in strokes, resulting in renal failure, resulting in heart failure, which leads to multi-system organ failure. People are ventilated. Some are able to come off, but in a worse off situation, and other people are dying on ventilators, or we have to remove the ventilators. The healthcare system here in the U.S. is overwhelmed. Our frontline workers are getting sick, so we are really having issues staffing with nurses and physicians. They have been trying to use travel nurses, and really I think we are running into trouble as well with that. Initially, Massachusetts and the east part of, you know, the United States was affected, so we were able to pull resources from other states. But now the entire country is affected and resources have become scarce. And I think this pandemic is now prolonged. So we are also running into issues with resources, with PPE, with paying, you know, our professionals to take care of the patients. I also work in the ICU where I see many lives lost from this COVID-19. My advice to mothers, you know, sisters, is to take extra precautions so that you do not contract this virus. Washing of hands, covering your mouth and your nose with masks. So wear masks, use sanitizers, use bleach, you know, just clean surfaces. And when you are positive for COVID, then you have to quarantine yourself. We usually go by the World Health Organization regulations, which say that for people who are exposed to someone who's positive for COVID, you isolate yourself for 14 days. And then when you have the virus itself and you are tested positive, you isolate yourself for 10 days. Okay. Yeah. And really for people who are compromised, severely compromised, you'd isolate yourself for 21 days. You know, as a Zimbabwean woman, I'm beginning to see an increase of, you know, the COVID cases and death in Zimbabwe, which worries me because I do know this, you know, the resources are much more scarce than we have here. I do see people trying as hard as they can. Kushandisa Zumbani, Woshandisa Mamengo leaves, well, you know, and all those things so that they can preserve life. I see that. But the bottom line is really prevention. Take a mask. That's a priority. Kanamuchibuda mumba, wherever you go, have your masks on. It's also, you know, saying that never need COVID every day or all day long. I decided to better because we always wear my mask, we wash our hands. So really, it works. It works.
Yes.
Okay. And then, kana might help a situation, you have to take care of your loved one, because it happens. Those are tearing, those you are Tongo feka ma mask edu, tichita take care of our loved ones, tichiwacha ma tichigeza ma woko, nekushandisa bleach, kudisinfecta imba yese.
Yes, thank you very much for those powerful words. We'll come back to you, please don't go away. Yes, but for now, we'll bring up Ms. Melissa Ndlovu of the Women's Mthonjeni Women's Forum. This is from Caroline Kumbage, who is in America. Kumbage, yes, I'll try and mute that. One of them is that I saw half seconds and can obviously the ink and or savo. We are going for Southern America. We are not having to see that we are in the time 7 days. We could have COVID-19 or Kubek and Dan, not a wedding lady. In any one, I would done to you in Panama for the Zimbabwe. Umati, I want to put an over 20 cents in, I mean, the COVID ink and or savo.
Yes, what would you say,
what would you say are the main challenges facing women during this COVID pandemic in Zimbabwe? We've heard others talking about the other areas, yes.
We were just having a conversation last week, I think, with the City Council of Bulawayo, and the health department was actually saying that women are the most vulnerable to COVID-19 because there was a 53% infection rate, specifically for women. And some of the challenges that were highlighted were specifically that women are caregivers at home. So they take care of people who are infected with COVID-19. There were also factors of the notion that women have to, you'll notice that basically most of our communities are within the informal sector. So women were normally selling their wares on the street, etc. And because of the lockdown measures, they now have to find other ways of survival. And this has seen some of them engaging in not so legal methods of actually survival through selling things. And that has made them vulnerable to COVID-19. You'll also notice, Ubuti, there has been a lot of water shortages, and women have to go and queue for very long hours sometimes to get water in crowded spaces, in unsanitized spaces. And this has really made them vulnerable to COVID-19. But what has been the worst is the kind of brutal gender-based violence that has happened in some instances where One woman in Trinens was battered to death by her partner. We had another girl in Mzilikazi who was murdered also by her partner. And within the different districts that we work in, you'll notice that the need for survival is really high, but that has also caused issues of gender-based violence within the homes. We can attribute it to power imbalance, but also issues of income are really one of the major issues that have caused violence within the homes. And like I said, issues of access to other sexual reproductive health issues, the restricted movements and the access to some of these reproductive health things like, you know, the Jadil injections, the depots, the tablets, has really been a challenge for women. And this has really caused a lot of SRHR challenges. Kodwa ngananzelela okunye ukuya ezibhedlela kwabomama abaningi bahlangana nama transport problems when they are in within the rural areas. So traveling really has also been a challenge for women to access hospitals for the sake of birth, etc. So there's been an array of challenges that have been induced by COVID-19, but also the regulations that have come about in terms of preventing the spread of COVID-19.
Yebo-ke ayezwakala amazwi akho sizacela njalo ukuthi wafake ngolimi lwesindebele kulabo abangezwa isingisi ukuthi kahle kahle okuyikho okukhathaza omama ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 yona ehlasela wonke umuntu labesilisa kodwa omama kubakhathaza
kule mgoqo eminingi ehlasela omama besilokuyingxoxwana okuncane le council yakobulawayo sikhangele sixoxa kakhulu lalabo abakhangele ezempilakahle bebekhuluma ukuthi inani labomama elile COVID-19 ngani liningi ukudlula obaba. Njalo bebesithi ukuthi okwenza kube njalo yikuthi thina omama yithi sijayele ukunakekela abantu abagulayo ngekhaya, ikakhulu lalabo abahlangana ne-COVID. Yinto nje ekhangela umama esingeke sayinika omunye umuntu. Bekukhulunywa njalo ngendaba lwamanzi ukuthi amanzi ahlupha kobulawayo. Njalo omama bazithola sebeyibo abahamba phandle ukuyadinga amanzi. Kwesinye isikhathi kuba isibhubhubhu nje abantu bemelela amanzi okwenza omama babe yibo abathola i-COVID. Okunye nje siyananzelela ukuthi eZimbabwe abantu abaningi abasebenzi bayasebenza, bayathengisa emsikeni, abanye bathengisa izinto zokudla, amatamatisi, ama-onyeni, impahla, lokunye nje okuthiyeneyo. Umama uzithola esesimeni sokuthi kumele ayedinga imali ngaphandle. Ngaphandle kwalokho, imuli zithola nje ilamba. So uthi omama baphuma phandle beyedinga imali yokugcina imuli. Kufuna kusiba ngugoqo kumbe kufuna kusiba yinto eyenza ukuthi omama bathole igcikwane le-COVID-19. Kodwa sikhangela konke lokho kwe-COVID kule ndaba yodlame. Ukuthi kulodlame oluningi olusenzakala emakhaya. Sikhangela amandla etshiyeneyo phakathi kamama lobaba, kodwa kusenziwa kakhulu yokusolakala kwemali. Kule daba olwenzakala eTrinens eMalangeni, lapha ubaba athaya khona umama waze wambulala, wamhlinza nje besendlini. Kuleyinye i-GBV eyenzakaleyo Mzilikazi, lapho omunye usisi nje omncane obulewe umuntu akade ethandana laye. Siyakhangela endaweni ezinye ngabonsiza, endaweni njengabomzingwane. Kukhona ukuthi kuley'ndaba eziningi zabantu ababulalanayo lezi nsuku besezindlini. Sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi nxa umama lobaba behlezi bendawonye isikhathi eside, omunye engakwanisi ukuthi aphume aye kweyinye indawo ukuthi ekhipha ukuthukuthela kumbukuzondo, abantu bagcina betshayana. Kulelunye indaba futhi esikhangele ukuthi omama ikakhulu emaphandleni abaningi abala transport yokuthi bathole ukuthi bahambe ezibhedlela ezinkulu nxa kuyukuthi bahlangana lama-complication bezithwele. Lokhu kwenza abaningi bagcine bebelethela endleleni, bebelethela egangeni kumbe besehluleka ukuyafinyelela izibhedlela ngoba abantu abayibo abatholakala bele-transport kwezinye izikhathi ba-charge intengo enkulu kakhulu kumbe i-transport nje ibonakala qo. Kuyikho umgoqo. Kodwa okunye singunanzelelayo ukuthi omama indaba ze-family planning. Ngani luhlupho olukhona sesisabela ukuthi sizaba labo lockdown abaningi ngoba iningi labo mama befike ukuthi bahambe imango njengokuthi bangene edrobheni kumbe bekwezindawo besiyadinga amaphilisi kumbe besiyadinga ezinye indlela zokuzivikela ukuthi bengabambi izisu. Uyananzelela ukuthi nxa ungena edrobheni kumbe ungena utravel kufunakala kakhulu incwadi yokuthi uyethola usizo. And abaningi ha ngani kuzaba nzima ngoba ukuthi bayeluthola lolo sizo kalula kuba yinto enzima.
Yebo ke siyabonga amazwi amqoka ke ube kumele khonapho ke ulesineke sizobuya futhi kuwe ukuze siqhubeke ngale ingxoxo yethu. Very powerful words there, ma, from Melissa Makotazana Ndlovu of Emthonjeni Women's Forum, where she is saying transport problems now that many transporters have been, you know, asked not to operate because of COVID-19. Causing a problem for women, especially those who want to access maternity facilities. Some end up giving birth at home. Some can't access family planning, mostly because of transport. You know, the hospitals will be far away from one hospital, from their villages. And the water problems too, also mostly in Bulawayo and other places throughout the country. You know, there are water problems. This is causing a problem to women too, who are the caregivers, who have to make sure that they cook. And also cases of gender-based violence. We have seen police and cases where women have been killed by their partners, and the activists saying these cases are up because of the COVID-19, where people are always in the same, you know, quarters without others having freedom to move around and, you know, take out the stress elsewhere. Over to you.
Yes, I think those are the same sentiments that were shared by our other guest, Amai Edna Masiwa of the Women's Action Group. But I would like to go back to Dr. Shumba, because she has a short time here with us. If she can just say something in Shona. Kuti tinoona vanhu vari kutora zvinhu zvakadai sezumbani, se zvakasiyana siyana kunatira. Zvinobatsira here padenda iri COVID-19?
Okay, thank you.
Kungoti ini wacho handisati ndaenda kuZimbabwe in a long time, but ndichikura. Ndaiti ndikakuita chikosoro ndaipiwa zumbani nelemon ndokukura kwangu. Saka, you know, ndinofunga kuti zvinhu izvi zvinobatsira. My mishonga iyi, mishonga yatinowana kunoku asi yaitwa mapiritsi yagadzirwa nepharmacy. Kune mishonga yatinoona musango, mishonga yakaita sana, you know, ana detox. Ndinotoenda chinoona kuti mishonga uyu kune mishonga yatakakura tichitora. Ndiri kunzwa panenge nchibvunza kana hama dzangu inini kuti zviri kubatsira here. Ndinoti zviri kunzi zviri kubatsira. Hapana hapo research, because patinopractisa isusu zvinonzi itaichi research kukonfirma kuti zvinhu izvi zvinoshanda. Asi chikurusa kutraya kupreventa iyo COVID. Inopreventeka sure. Munokwanisa kuzviprotekta kuti musaibate. Nezvinhu zvatanchitaura izvozvo. Kungoti zvazvo ino zvinondirwadzawo semunhu ari kunoku kuti zvinhu zvakaita semvura yatinowana kunoku nguva yose kumusha iri kunetsa kuwana kana sipo kuti vanhu vakwanise kugeza maoko kuwacha nekuzvibatsira kana iyo transportation yekuti vaende kunoona nachiremba nemari yacho yekuti vaone chiremba. Inini, even as secretary of MDCT, not even as a doctor, I will plead with government in Zimbabwe, kuti vedwe batirai vanhu, nyika vanhu, mamaski zvese masanitizer vanofana kupiwa mahara, mastimulus checks kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana chekudya, vanhu vanofa, vanhu vafa kunoku. Asiwo hurumende yekunoku yanga inotibatsira, inotipa mari yekuti titenge zvinotibatsirika mishonga nechikafu. Tinokumbira chaizvo kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe itibatsire nepavanogona napo kuti tikwanise kuona zvinhu zviri essential zvatinonida iye zvino panguva yakati. yakaoma iyi.
Yes, thank you very much. If you can also... Yes, you can go ahead, Doctor. I was saying after you through, you can also put it in English, your response to what Ms. Melissa Makosazana Ndlovu raised about women not being able to access transport. If you can also put that in English when you are done with Chona, that would help.
And yes, they are using all these remedies. Zumbani, lemon, mango. You know, she gave me this whole list of things that doing at home. Unfortunately, some of them have COVID. They contracted it through work. And this is what they are doing, and it's working. They've stayed out of the hospital. There's very little research about how if these things work at all. And I do encourage, you know, research at least to be spearheaded, especially, you know, for the sake of Zimbabwe, to see if these things are effective. And I will be also one of the people, you know, pushing that agenda. We just need, you know, research to prove that these things actually work. But really, like I said, what's more important is to prevent people from contracting this COVID. That's the best medicine. And I do plead with the government of Zimbabwe that people are suffering. People do not have basic needs, such as water, such as soap, such as food. And we need all this to maintain life. We've had stimuluses here provided to us by the government of the USA. Even us as foreigners have, you know, have benefited from that. So I do plead with the government of Zimbabwe to be able to provide PPE to the people of Zimbabwe free of charge so that we can preserve lives. Basic needs such as food and transportation. Basic needs such as healthcare. I think we need to have that more accessible to the people of Zimbabwe. A lot of people have died. Many people will die. The best we can do is prevent this virus from taking over by providing people with the basic needs that they need. Water, shelter, food, transportation.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll bring, before you go, I'll bring Marvelous up just in case she has another question for you, or we are going to Ms. Masiv.
I think we, you know, the doctor has said enough. We can now go to my Masiwa in Zimbabwe. Timbonzwa kubva kuna mai Masiwa manzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa na Chiremba vari pano Dr. Chiremba.
You can start again, you are not clear, so that they can hear you. Yeah, there's some speech.
Ndangandiri kuti nini. Ndandiri kuti.
Yes,
I think you may have to mute some people.
Muted, doctor. You can go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, ma.
Oh, okay. Ndandiri kufunza mai Masiwa kuti. KuZimbabwe takatarisa kuti pachiri nemamwe mavhiki maviri paine lockdown. Munoona pachifanira kuitwa sei nehurumende. Tanzwa Dr. Shumba vari kuno kuAmerica vachiti hurumende yekuno inopa mari yakadai sestimulus nekubatsira nechikafu nezvimwe.
Vanhu vabatsirwa. Ndambotaura tipe vanhu vabatsirwa nemari kana mafood packs kuitira kuti vaone kubatsirika. Vari mudzimba, zvinhu zvatiri kutarisira, zvinhu zvatakanyorawo pasi tichikumbira hurumende yedu kuti igone kudaro kuitira kubatsira matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu mudzimba dzavo. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisira kuti dei yaita. Tiri kutarisirawo zvakare kuti hurumende yedu kanyaya yenhomba yatambotaura nezvayo, dei tagonawo kukwanisa kurumbidza kuwana nhomba. Inogona kutibatsirawo zvakare panyaya yeCOVID-19. Tiri kuramba tichikumbira nyaya dzetransport nekuti pari zvino tiri kuona kuti even vanhu vachishandisa public transport mazuko ari kuzara zvakanyanya. Tiri kungotarisirawo kuti dei vagona kuti mabhazi agone kutakura vanhu vanobvumirwa pamitemo yeCOVID-19. Tisazadza vanhu nokuti tiri kuda kuramba tichideredza kupararira kwe COVID-19. Saka hurumende dei iriyo yagona kupa zvibatiso, kupa mari, even kune vanoita zvetransport izvozvo. Kuti nzvimbo mumabhazi mugone kusanitaizwa, vanhu vasati vapinda, vanhu vachipinda vachisanitaizwa padhoo. Zvakambotanga zvichiitwa izvozvo, asi mazuva ano zviri kuita sezvatidzikirei. Saka matanho ekudzikisa kupararira kweutachiona ngaarambe achivandudzwa kuitira kuti tigone kupedza denda iri. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare kuti dzidziso munharaunda ngadzirambe dzichipiwa kuitira kuti vanhu vazive kuti chirwere ichi chava muno zvechokwadi, vagone kuona zvavangaite kuti tidzivirire kupararira kwedenda iri. Takamboona zvinhu zvinenge kumarufu zvichinzi tikuende vanhu 30, but tiri kungoona vanhu vachivigwa, vanhu vakawanda vari kuuya kunhamo ikoko. Rinova rimwe dambudziko zvakare ratiri kusangana naro. Ide hurumende yedu yaramba ichienforce kuti vanhu vasawande padzinamo kuitira kuti pawanikwe kubatsirikana nekudzivirira kwokupararira kweutachiwana huriko.
Yebo ke, yeah, interesting words there. Libe libambe khonapho. Yebo ke, sungakhuluma laye. Over to you, Marvelous.
Maybe if Maima Siwa can just say what she just said in English. She came in with a very good contribution there. And also, she spoke about how the government needs to enforce the issue of people that attend funerals, especially of those that pass away due to COVID-19. I know a family in Zimbabwe that actually lost the mother, the father, and two daughters because they'd all attended the funeral, caught COVID-19, and in a week, the whole family perished. So let's hear from Maima Siwa on what she had just said in Shona, if she can say it in English.
Yeah,
okay. Package to assist those who are in need of food. So this might come as food packs or cash, which will allow families to be able to purchase the required resources at household level. We are also looking at the enforcement of the COVID-19 regulations, particularly at funerals. We are seeing that the stipulated number of 30 is not being adhered to, because we have seen funerals. Like yesterday, there was a funeral which was showed on ZBC. The people were more than 50, definitely. So we are also looking at the enforcement of those COVID-19 regulations. When it comes to public transport, we also are asking the government to ensure that the public transport that people use does not overload, because what we are seeing, there are so many people in a Zupco bus, and that is a ground, that is ground for spreading of the disease. And we would also call upon the government to ensure that as people get into this public transport, they get sanitized as well, so that they do not spread the disease. And they should be, they should ensure that all the people who get onto the bus have masks which are well worn in the correct way. Because what you are seeing, sometimes people have their masks on their chins, not covering the mouth and the nose. So these are the regulations which we would like to see being enforced by government, and the stimulus package which will also assist the families who are not able to sustain themselves, particularly during this time of the COVID-19. We also would like to see the services being made available and easily accessible, particularly access to sexual and reproductive health services, such as contraceptives, such as maternity cases, because we have also read in the media of cases where women have been asked to have a COVID test before they are admitted when they are in labor. Honestly, that is not practical. So That's one thing we are also looking at. The women in labor should also be given the protocols or the protocols which are achievable, which can be rolled out, because it's difficult for someone then to get the $60 for the COVID test when they are already in labor. So that issue needs to be looked at as well. We also have had cases of unwanted pregnancies, and my fear is we might end up having unsafe abortions, which also might lead to an increase in maternal mortality, which is already a problem in Zimbabwe. So as we talk COVID, let's also mainstream COVID into other service provision programs with regards to health, when it comes to health.
Yebo ke siyabonga amazwi amqoka ke lapho akhulunywa ngkosazana Edna Masiwa yenothi ufanele ukuthi uhulumende singathi yena agcizelele singathi uenforcer ukuthi abantu belandele iziqondiso lezi ezokwenqabela ukumemethela kweCovid-19 ukhulume ngokuthi abantu bengaminyani ke emingcwabeni la lase emabhasini kakhula kwezukho lokuthi kube la sanitizer nokuthi abantu baphiwe imali leyo ukuthi baziphilise njengalokho esikubonayo kusenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Unfortunately, Mark, time seems not to be on our side. I'm not sure if we thought the Dr. Caroline Shumba will say the last words, but what do you think? We have 1 minute left.
I think she can just say something to wrap us up, because I actually thought she had left because she didn't
have enough. Yeah, we still have to be fair.
Okay, yeah, let her come in and just maybe
a few seconds. What are your last words? What can you say just in 30 seconds? Yes, I've unmuted here. I think the sound is not reaching us. Yes, go ahead, Doc. Right.
Are very important. Oh, they can't hear me.
Well, we can hear you, but unfortunately, time is no longer on our side. We thank our guests who were with us on the show here. Unfortunately, Ms. Melissa Makosazana Ndlovu of Mthon Jenny Women's Forum, she has already logged out, but she also gave us a very interesting perspective of what they are doing there as a women's organization in Bulawa in Matabeleland, and how women are surviving there and what exactly is giving them problems and how they are helping under these COVID-19 conditions.
And we'd like to thank Amai Edna Masiwa of the Women's Action Group and Dr. Caroline Shumba, based here in Boston, Massachusetts, who came in to share their views. But Dr. Shumba and also Amai Edna was actually stressing that people need to learn how to wear the mask properly, that, you know, have it over your nose and your mouth, not to have it like a necklace like this. It's an accessory. So
That's very good advice. Yes, we see people with their nose out there. So what exactly are you preventing?
Yeah, that was my takeaway, that when we wear the mask, let's make it work to save our lives, not for us to look pretty with a necklace around our necks. But let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. Inindini Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, ndirimu Washington, D.C.
Nami usithandekile Mhlanga, siyabonga ukusixhasa kulolu hlelo.